The fourth chapter that we were discussing is fundamentally concerned with the divine birth and divine works. What is the nature of the divine work? The avatar comes to give an example so that other human beings also do the divine works. It is not as if only divine himself does the work and nobody else can do it. The message of every avatar is that, look, I have taken the human form and I represent all the difficulties of the human consciousness. You have a possibility in you, a divine possibility, which manifests in these human problems, and these human problems can be resolved by rising to the divine consciousness. To rise in the divine consciousness is called the divine birth. In the case of the avatar, that divine birth takes place by the descent of the consciousness coming down into the human form. But the similar phenomenon takes place from the human side when, being human, you ascend into the divine consciousness. And therefore, it's a divinizing birth, a birth by which you rise up. And you might say that karma yoga is a process by which you can enter into the divine birth. The gist of karma yoga is only this: how to rise from human consciousness into the divine consciousness so that you can do the divine work. Now the rest of the fourth chapter, and I shall now read a few verses of the fourth chapter, from 16
Sir, Muhammad is what? A vibhuti or an avatar?
He is vibhuti, and he himself says he is not an avatar. Quite rightly, he himself says, I am not an avatar.